This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Garfield County is the second county in Colorado to confirm the presence of the COVID-19 variant first discovered in India. County health officials confirmed last week that at least 6 residents tested positive for the variant. Of those residents, 5 were unvaccinated. The variant's presence was first detected in Colorado in early May when 5 people in Mesa County tested positive. Colorado has new policies for how law enforcement handles rape kits and how they keep sexual assault survivors informed about their cases. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
A newly signed law gives victims of sex crimes the right to be informed about when evidence collected from them is tested and whether it yields any matches. They can also request to be notified if law enforcement decides to close their case and discard the evidence. Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson co-sponsored the bipartisan measure.
This is about information and evidence from the survivor and putting some of that power back in their hands and some say in what happens to their cases, to that evidence.
The bill passed with nearly unanimous support in the legislature. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The scenic Ice Lakes Recreation Area west of Silverton will stay closed through mid-September because of wildfire damage from last fall. San Juan National Forest officials said fire-weakened trees are falling on sections of Ice Lakes Trail. Without vegetation, the soils are loose and unstable, which can fuel debris flow when it rains. This is CPR News.